13th of January 2002. Participants include Sukin, Robert, Mike, Ivan, Betty, and Amara.
The fear, for example, in my case is samsara. I mean, why do I want to live in samsara? But then you cannot avoid it.
What is samsara that we are so afraid of?
The samsara that I have in mind is living normally in everyday life, creating more and more akusala. That's what I fear.
Samsara is this moment of seeing, and then this moment of hearing, and moment of thinking. All are absolute realities.
We all think about samsara conceptually. As me, involved in samsara, living for a long time, it seems, can seem rather oppressive.
Yes.
But when it's just seeing that what it really is, which is, as Ajahn said, seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, thinking, just these namas, and they fall away immediately. It's still oppressive, but it's a different way of seeing it.
But the problem is sanya arises.
So sanya is just dhamma too.
Sanya is not you. No matter it's kusala sanya or akusala sanya. But when there is the idea of self or clings very much to the self, you don't like akusala, and you'd like to have more and more kusala, and you'd like to understand reality instantly or as soon as possible. But that is not the right course.
It seems like the right course because we're used to working towards a goal and with lopa, you know, whatever we do in life. So we think that we should have desire for this too. We think that way.
Should. Would like to have.
I mean,
what about understanding reality at this moment? One is relieved from all the ideas of wanting or trying to do something for oneself. At this very moment, when there's the understanding of reality which experiences visible object, it's just that.
As Robert was saying that we are so used to doing, I think it is the intuitive way to, even when we hear a chant talk about what about this moment, we're thinking about catching moments. That's doing.
So you begin to see attachment closer and closer because one used to think about attachment of sensuous object at moment of seeing, hearing, or six doorways, but there is no understanding of attachment at all. But when you can understand the attachment to have, that is the moment when right understanding can understand attachment. When reality does not arise yet, it's impossible to understand such reality. It's only thinking about attachment or is so far to attain such stage of understanding. But when it's now at this moment, it's very easy to just understand because we don't think of I would like to have the understanding. Just let it be like it should be by conditions. When there is no awareness, it's no awareness. So there can be the understanding of the moment of being aware when awareness arises. So that is the development of understanding the moment that will bring more and more understanding of realities.
It is useful to remember that the purpose of studying is detachment.
Together with right understanding. Not only right understanding, not only detachment.
I've been thinking, it's been in my mind for a long time, and wanted to ask Acharya, from what I gather in bits and pieces from what I heard from Acharya here and there, it seems that it is not very helpful, for example, to talk about, say, the cheating dhammas, but, for example, it would be preferable to talk about sobhana chittas. Is there a kind of, I was thinking that, is it like when I talk about, with the level of panya that I have, when I talk about cheating dhammas, it can condition dosa. Whereas if I were discussing sobhana chittas, it has a less chance of, say, conditioning dosa at that moment. Is there any such thing?
So what would you like to have?
It's
still I again.
Yes, but I was thinking about the effect of words, listening, what kind of words.
Now we are choosing.
Yes.
Yeah. What about whatever appears by conditions to be able to understand the core of anatta-ness? The most important thing is to develop the understanding of anatta-ness. Otherwise, we would like to choose or to select.
Sometimes, don't you feel really that there is no one there, that it's just happening, you know, that the thinking's happening, the seeing is... It's so obvious that the seeing happens, but also all the other things, like everything is just happening, whether, you know... one there, really, absolutely.
I can understand that theoretically. And sometimes I project into my observation, but I'm not sure that I really see it.
But, yeah, really see it is a deep level of understanding, so... Not really seeing it is just anatta too, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
What about just understanding? That's all. Understand, developing understanding, or understand more and more of the...
Once we use the word understand, it implies understand what. And sometimes that what is so blur.
The object is blur or the understanding is blur?
Yeah, understanding is blur.
The object is exactly the same, so one knows that it's not the matter of seeing, but it's the matter of developing understanding of it. May I say, just take it easy. Better than not knowing this before.
I think the problem is with the kilesas, with attachments and aversions. We're so much moving with what it is, you know, the arising of attachment. It's just looking for its object. You know, it can be attached to Dhamma, it can be, it just goes on and on without any understanding at all.
So that is anatta too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, it's the I. It's the I who wants to get rid of all that. That's the problem.
And one can see that that is only thinking.
Yes.
It's not the awareness. So by learning the difference between awareness and thinking, it's the beginning of being relieved that the moment of awareness is like this. And thinking a thing about reality, but it's not like the moment of being aware. Like hardness now, we touch and then we think about the plate or table or cup. But the moment when it's hard and it's as fast and as very ordinary, very common to be able to develop understanding that it's just a characteristic of reality. Because at that moment of experiencing hardness, nothing there at all. Just the moment of experiencing hardness. By knowing this, one can see that even at moment of seeing right now, there is no arm, no leg, nothing, just that, one by one at a time.
I mean, initially, even if we don't think about the cup and the table, we think about hardness, it's just a concept of hardness. We replace cup and table with hardness as a concept.
One cannot stop thinking, but there can be the understanding that thinking is not the moment of being aware of hardness. And the moment of being aware of hardness is short, but one knows that it's there, and it can arise anytime by conditions. Even right now, just for a few moments, and then there's thinking, and then it can arise again or not. It depends. But there is the understanding of moment with awareness. The obstacles are the desires to know more than that. No more than just hardness. That's why there should be the precise and clear understanding of the nama, which is different from the rupa from the very beginning. Otherwise, we'll say that citta, cetasikas, are nama. That's all. But each has its own characteristic that can be known by awareness.
Sometimes, Ajahn, you say In the beginning, it should be just no nama and no rupa, know the difference. But sometimes you also say citta, you should know citta, you should know the difference between citta and citta seeker.
Later,
okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because we start from the beginning, even theoretically, that there are dhamma, only dhamma in the world, no being at all, right? And the two major dhamma, one is nama, the other is rupa. One have to know whether one has clear understanding of these two from the very beginning, before we classify them by citta and cetasika.
But we don't have clear understanding until vipassana jnana.
Right, but in order to have...
Yes.
See, there must be moments, lots of moments now and then.
Yes.
To develop the understanding of the nama and the rupa.
But also, sometimes I know there's dosa, and I know it with some degree of detachment, that it's not my dosa, but I'm not...
By thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is not the moment of developing the understanding of the nama, the characteristic of nama,
no.
The nature of nama.
No.
And this must be developed from the very beginning, because we used to take all kinds of cetasika, like lopa, dosa,
yes.
And other things as mine. No understanding of the characteristic, which is just nama.
Just nama. Not
just
thinking of
nama.
It with dosa or lopa. It's just nama, whether it's lopa or dosa or vijja or kindness or metta, anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In order to realize the nature of citta or cetasika as that faculty of knowing or experiencing an object, by understanding this, it can be applied to any moment, at moment of seeing, at moment of hearing, that faculty can see, can hear, even they are different by conditions, because by vinyana tattu, the chakku vinyana tattu, it's not the sota vinyana tattu, different tattus. But these are not only words. These can be directly experienced at that moment. And the understanding of tattu, or the understanding of ayatana, and the understanding of citta or manindriya, can appear to panya, which has developed.
It seems that there must be many levels of understanding between knowing about nama rupa and the actual experiencing of nama and rupa.
Theoretical understanding.
Theoretical.
Like now we are talking about two kinds of nama, citta and cetasika.
Upon reflection about nama and rupa under different circumstances, is there, different levels of understanding, right?
From the day you first began to hear about the nama and rupa, and today?
But it seems that both still have to take that step of experiencing it, you know.
It's like learning to read from A to B to C to D.
The person who has just heard about it, and the person who has considered much, the one who has considered much has a better chance of... Yeah.
That's why it's not just listening, but also considering too.
What you were just saying about the six doors, how does that... You've sort of said nama, we have to know nama and rupa first. What about knowing the difference between the six doors too, in the beginning?
In the beginning, it's only theoretical knowledge, and then there can be the moment of being aware of one characteristic at a time.
Yes.
Until there's more understanding of the characteristic of nama and rupa. Don't mind about the six doors, because reality can appear through six doors, no matter you know it or not. But when there is the moment of being aware of a characteristic, you don't have to name or call it what Darwin.
Okay, in the beginning, say there is awareness of dosa.
Mm-hmm.
But is it awareness of dosa as just nama, or is it aware of dosa as dosa, like I just asked before?
As dosa, in what sense?
Yeah.
Because dosa is nama.
Yes, yeah, so it's more awareness of it as nama than as just as dosa, in a sense.
Everyone knows when dosa arises that is dosa. Mm. But what is the characteristic? What is the true nature of dosa? When it's not self, it must be only a reality, which is nama.
Mm.
Different from other nama.
Different from other nama, but
right.
Still just nama.
Nama. In order to be used to the characteristic of nama, so that it's not my dosa.
Yeah. I have a feeling this is an important point that I might have missed a bit in the past, actually. Yeah.
The most important thing is learning to see the difference between nama and rupa.
Yeah.
But one at a time.
One nama at a time, one rupa at a time.
Right.
Doesn't it help to consider that seeing is a nama, hearing is a nama, smelling is a nama?
Reciting or developing understanding?
While it's happening.
Right now. There can be a moment of understanding that quality which now sees.
Mm. So knowing the diversity of nama, does it condition the chance of seeing the difference between nama and rupa?
There can be the growth of understanding when there is awareness, little by little. It's not like the precise understanding that seeing now is the mental element which sees. This is only here or repeating in your mind, but it's not like the moment when there is awareness or beginning to know that at this very moment it's not the visible object, because visible object is appearing to that nama which can see it. Begin to know that it's not I who see. Very little at a time. Okay. Or the visible object. It's not like try to make it just visible object with no body in it, no idea in it. But developing the understanding of this tattoo which can appear by the other rupa cannot. So it's just a kind of rupa which impinge on the eye base and appear as now. And then there is thinking a lot about many things.
I think that that's a common problem, certainly for me, and I think for a lot of people. Whole books are written from this point of view, that when people try to look at satipatthana as a subject and try to practice it or understand what sati is, what they wind up doing is thinking a lot about the concepts of hardness, or thinking about the concept of color, thinking about the concept of sound, and thinking that while they're thinking about these concepts of things, things that aren't even present at that moment, considering these concepts, thinking of them as being anatta and so on, and mistaking those moments of thinking about those things for sati, for awareness of them. Even very immediately. And I think that that's much more common than actual awareness. People do it all the time, and that kind of thinking can become very habitual. It's almost like samatha bhavana. People walk around trying to be mindful all the time, thinking about all these concepts and thinking about the characteristics of the concepts of paramita dhammas, but still just thinking about concepts, just concepts about concepts.
But what about the understanding of the moment of thinking as being just thinking?
For me, it's just thinking about thinking. And whenever obviously I accept that theoretically that's possible, but in my experience, I'm always just the awareness of thinking as thinking is elusive. But in fact, the concept of thinking about thinking and about the anattaness of thinking is real easy. I do it all the time.
So in the meantime, when we have pariyatti learning, then that's fine. And the more we do of it, the better it is. That's all it is.
But Achan, for a person, as Betty is saying, that it depends on accumulations. Is it a question of just this lifetime? Because isn't it that we need to know as many details as possible, and that could... A person in this lifetime, if he has had satipatthana with little theoretical knowledge, but it could have been that he learned a lot of details in previous lifetimes?
Mm-hmm. Right. Because when one hears about nama and rupa, it's impossible to have satipatthana right then. Impossible. But the more we know about nama and rupa realities, then there can be conditions for awareness to be aware. But the most important thing is that how can we know that it is awareness, not me or not I? Because there can be thinking that this is not me, this is only nama and this is only rupa. That is thinking.